2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon. Listen on the KSL News Radio app.
Brought to you by PC Laptops.
And in your car at 102.7 FM.
Good morning. KSL News time now is 8:30.
It's 50 degrees.
A slow ride on the 201 through West Valley. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour.
We continue following developing news. About 2 hours ago, police in Florida and the FBI announced they would be resuming their search for Brian Laundry in a nature preserve. He remains the only person of interest in the Gabby Petito case.
Also happening today, Wyoming officials will do an autopsy on the body found near Grand Teton National Park to confirm it is Gabby Petito. We begin our team coverage with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
The FBI searched the Laundry home in Florida yesterday and removed boxes of possible evidence. And now this morning they say they will resume looking for him in the Carlton Reserve today on the other side from where they have been searching. There is a memorial to Gabby Petito in Northport, Florida, and there's a memorial growing in Ogden on 25th Street by the butterfly mural where Gabby had posted a picture. Meanwhile, there's now a cross made out of rocks in the area of Wyoming where the body was found, matching her description. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Police obviously hoping that autopsy scheduled to take place today will give them a lot of answers in the case. We continue our live team coverage with KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt, who joins us now from Jackson, Wyoming. Nick?
Tim, so many crucial questions left to answer, and Gabby's family, along with investigators, are hoping this autopsy today will shed some light. It seems a bit of a formality at this point, but they do still need to confirm that the body found is, in fact, the missing 22-year-old. Of course, Gabby's family, the FBI, and other law enforcement agencies are behaving as though they already know for sure. Next, and possibly more important to the investigation and how to proceed with possible prosecution, how did she die and how long ago? Other things on the minds of many. How did her body end up on the north side of Spread Creek when most people set up camp on the south side? And is that perhaps why her body was left undetected for so long? While the autopsy is set to happen today, Jackson Hole News and Guide reports could be a few weeks before we learn the final results. Reporting live in Jackson, Wyoming, Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
Former D.C. Police Chief Charles Ramsey tells CNN this morning that there are a lot of questions about Gabby Petito and Brian Laundry's relationship.
What we're learning now paints an entirely different picture than what we originally saw on social media with, a couple in love and sharing stuff and so forth. And this is the complete opposite of that. So we're getting a different picture of what actually took place during the relationship. But that still doesn't lead us directly to murder. And so, you know, today's going to be an important day to try to determine a cause of death. But all the pieces of the puzzle seem like perhaps are kind of coming together.
Ramsey also says he believes investigators are going back to the nature preserve to search for Brian for good reason.
Gabby's father, meantime, is again speaking out against the family of her boyfriend, Brian Laundry. Joe Petito appeared on the Dr. Phil show saying he reached out to the Laundries when they realized Gabby was first missing.
We called Brian, we called the mom, we called the dad, we called the sister, we called every number we could find. And we got no phone calls were picked up, no text messages were returned. So we texted them. Have you seen our kids? You know, we haven't heard from them, you know, in a while. We're getting really nervous and we're about to call the police. And you think when someone says they're about to call the police to find your missing kid, you would return a phone call? I mean, that's just what logic would dictate for normal people. And you don't get any response? I mean, that just makes it more and more concerning, doesn't it?
This interview was recorded before a body was found in Wyoming, matching Gabby's description. The Laundry family was going to hold a press conference with their attorney today, but that has since been canceled.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Another vaccine announcement this morning from Johnson & Johnson.
J&J saying its vaccine is still working well to prevent hospitalizations, but new data shows that two shots given 2 months apart resulted in 94% protection against symptomatic disease, almost identical to peak effectiveness for Moderna and Pfizer. However, earlier data finding that waiting 6 months after the first dose provided even higher antibody levels.
ABC's Eva Pilgrim reporting.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.